Okay, Parsha Shlach. Here we go. All about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Medrash relates that Moshe asked Hashem, what is the purpose of giving the Jews Torah and mitzvahs when they find themselves in this material, physical world? It is not possible that they will forget. Is it not possible that they will forget the entire matter? You give people, you give Hashem, you give them the mitzvahs, and then you put them into a place that's so far from Hashem, in a physical world where everything that's desirable is pulling you, they'll forget it. So Hashem says, I will give them the mitzvah of tzitzis, through which they will remember all the mitzvahs, because tzitzis is begimata, which means the numerical equivalent to 600. The 8 strands and 5 knots equal 613. This will remind them of all the mitzvahs, as it's written, you shall see it and remember all of Hashem's commandments. At first glance, the teaching requires explanation. Since the purpose of tzitzis is to remind one of the mitzvahs, why do we need a garment, a talis, to which attach the tzitzis? The main thing is the strings, the tzitzis themselves, which remind you of the 613 mitzvahs as mentioned above. We could have taken the tzitzis alone. Why is a talis required, right? Take your regular shirt, attach the strings to the end, that's it. Why is there a talis that's also part of the mitzvah? The whole entire mitzvah is just to remind you, and the entire remembrance, the reminder is only in the knots, in the strings. So why a talis? The explanation is that a talis represents something encompassing. It covers you. It envelops you. In contrast to food that one ingests, a garment surrounds you from the outside. When you eat, it goes in you. What happens if it goes in you? You surround the food. If you put on a coat, the coat goes around you. Now the coat is surrounding you. A talis surrounds the person. Which other mitzvah, by the way, surrounds us? Huh?
Sukkah.
A sukkah and a chuppah, yeah. Very good.
Sukkah, sorry.
But so a chuppah, we actually use a talis for a chuppah. Yeah. In Chassidus, the term makif, surrounding, is used to refer to transcendent Hashem's light, godliness that we cannot comprehend. We must understand that the mitzvahs hinted at in the tzitzis emerge from the talis. In other words, from a level that transcends intellect. What's the difference if you take something into your head and you understand it and you surround it versus something that surrounds you? Difference is, if it goes in you, then it means you understand it. That means it's logical. And Hashem wants to say to you, the mitzvahs that you have to remember, the strings, have to come from a talis, which means from something that surrounds you. It's greater than you. It's higher than your intellect. It doesn't have to make sense to you, because we operate from what makes sense to us. That's our primary motive of living. No, this is not our logic. This surrounds us. It's higher than us. It's makif. When one takes a tzitzis alone without a talis, it is not a mitzvah at all and reminds one of nothing. Wow. Just having the strings will remind you of nothing. But when one wears tzitzis as they hang down from a talis, meaning that one knows and acknowledges that the Torah and its mitzvahs as a whole derived from something that one cannot comprehend at all, then it's a mitzvah. If it only makes sense to you, if it goes inside of you, then okay, it makes sense, I get it, it's all within me. So, but then you're serving your own sense, you're serving your own logic. But if it surrounds you, no, it doesn't have to make sense. It's higher than you. You are in it, not it's in you. The conclusion, chapter 2, the conclusion of the passage concerning tzitzis states, I am Hashem, your Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. The Hebrew name for Egypt, Mitzrayim, shares its root letters with the word Meitzarim, which means boundaries and limitations. The awareness that Hashem takes a Jew out of Egypt, which represents the boundaries and limitations of his material world, is fundamental to the mitzvah of tzitzis. One might conclude that following the path of Torah runs contrary to an ordinary worldly perspective. After all, a Yid is told to observe Shabbos and the festivals, and even add time from the weekday to the holiness of these days, while he has competition from non-Jewish rivals and even Jews who are not a Shabbos observant. He is instructed that the first thing he should do upon waking up in the morning is to pray and then study a portion of Torah. Only afterwards should he go to his business. And while already at his business, he is told that in the middle of the day, during the height of his business activity, he should drop everything to recite a mincha prayer. This highlights, by the way, how precious the mincha prayer is. And later at the night, he is told to recite the Maariv of prayers, and later, the Betam Shema. Additionally, he is charged with avoiding the slightest shade of theft, stealing, overcharging, encroaching on another's livelihood, conducting himself differently than commonplace business practices. A question will form in his mind. How can he conduct himself according to the Torah when such a way of life seemingly has no place in the lifestyle prevalent in the world at large? Torah tells me how to do every single thing. I can't run to the business where I got to daven first. I then have to learn. Then I have to go and do business ethically. Then I have to stop middle of everything to daven mincha. Then I have to, so many things. I have to be careful with sarkas gvul and not to take from someone else's money and not to have any theft. There's so much that you might think it's impossible to survive in the world with all these mitzvahs that we have, all these rules that we have. And the message at the conclusion of the passage of tzitzis provides an answer to this question, teaching that the concept of tzitzis is above reason and above understanding, as mentioned above. When one does not reckon with the constraints and limitations of reason and logic, and he fulfills mitzvahs with a commitment that transcends logical restraints, Hashem then conducts himself with the person in a way that also transcends the limitation of nature. When you say to yourself, everything has to make sense, then you basically turned your logic into your God. You understand? If all of your mitzvahs and your Judaism has to make sense, then logic became your God. You're self-serving, basically. You serve yourself. Everything has to make sense. I'll soon share a story, but let me finish. This is the message conveyed by the verse, I am Hashem, your Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Our sages explained that according to the prevailing conditions, it was impossible for even one slave to leave Egypt. Nevertheless, 600,000 men, plus women and children, all left, taking with them a great wealth. Every Jew had no less than 90 donkeys carrying silver and gold. Also, a mixed multitude, a Rav Rav, went up with them, meaning even non-Jews acknowledge Hashem's hand. All of this transcends the limits of nature entirely. Leaving Egypt when no one could leave is transcends logic, transcends nature, is higher than nature. How does that happen? When we conduct ourselves higher than logic. This provides an eternal lesson. When a Yid does not conduct himself according to the limitations of nature, if I say, I am Hashem's, I'm not logical, I'm Hashem, I belong to God. He is the dictator, he's the one who dictates logic. He's the one who created logic. He's the one who gives me the mitzvahs. Then, I am Hashem, your Lord, who brought you out of Egypt, applies. Hashem will bless him with beneficence in children, life, and abundant sustenance that transcends the prevailing pattern of nature. Hashem will give you above nature when you do with Hashem above nature.